Today is Thursday, January 21st, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So if you made it this far, you realize this is still a Geeky Gay episode, and I know that was such an abrupt transition. But I wanted to talk about this on today's episode. So I've been backing stuff up. And I ran across some iTunes files of an album that we recorded when I sang in the Turtle Creek Corral. And that song that you're hearing, obviously there's not a solo, and there were, I don't know, Turtle Creek Corral is not as big as it once was, and I haven't heard them in a long time. But back in the day, Turtle Creek Corral was one of the premier gay choruses in the world. And, you know, I think we had 200 to 250 members, and the director is fantastic, or was fantastic. He left the Turtle Creek Corral, and then it went downhill a little bit. But when I was in, and I was in for about 5 years, and I loved it. That singing that music, and when I opened it up and I heard it, and I was on that recording, that I remember recording that. We recorded it in the Meyerson Symphony Center in Dallas. And we had professional audio engineers and all that kind of stuff, and we were on a big stage, and Anton was the pianist And it was so much fun. Singing with the chorale was a spiritual experience for me. And I loved it so much. And I miss, and playing my trumpet is the same when I'm in a really good group and I'm really, you know, jiving is the wrong word, but when I'm really feeling it and the emotion is there. And we just always sang these lush, beautiful, dark, heavy, syrupy songs like that. And I loved them. Now we did a Christmas show every year that was really funny. And we did other things that were really comical and had skits. And we sang with, we had Joan, what's her name? The comedian, Joan. Why can't I remember her last name? The one that had all the plastic surgery. She did a comedy thing, and we did a concert mixed with comedy. And I actually met her, and I don't know why I can't think of her last name, but it doesn't matter because she's no longer living. But anyway, so I loved it. These were my favorite type of songs, and I absolutely loved it. And it's the same kind of feeling I get when I'm playing my trumpet in church and we're doing a really pretty song that's got a lot of brass instruments in it. And I just, that is what I love. I love that feeling of playing or singing music. And I can't sing like I can still sing, but my voice cracks a lot and breaks up and stuff like that. I'm not really sure. Maybe it's just because I haven't been singing in so long. But I was able to sing a lot of that earlier today. Mark probably thought I was crazy because I turned it on and I remember the words. I remember my because I sing baritone. I remember the baritone part. And it was so fun to sing along with it, even though I'm not in the choir. But that brings me to my point. It is a gay chorus. And my mom was a music teacher. She was a choir director she did choir in elementary school. Then she did junior high. And then she did high school. And then she also taught voice at the college level. And I have never told my mom that I was in the Turtle Creek Corral because it's a gay chorus, and she knows I'm gay. I'm with Mark, but it is so difficult to have those discussions with her. And I thought, and there's a video that I'm on. There was a whole documentary video that was done about the Turtle Creek Corral, and I have the DVD and all of the Turtle Creek Corral. In fact, this song is on that DVD, and there's actually video of us performing that song on the stage, and then they mix it in with different stories of different gay people in the corral, and and talk about the gay experience and being in the corral and all of that kind of stuff. And I've always wanted to show that to her, but I've never had enough guts, because I think if anything, she would appreciate the music and how wonderful the music is that we sang, and how a group of guys who can get together, rehearse once a week, and sing like that. And I don't know why, but I have never, first of all, I miss it. And we don't have anything around here that's quite like that. But also, I want to tell her at some point, I want her to listen to that and think to herself, oh my gosh, Adam was doing when he was in Dallas. Because sometimes I think my parents, and I've never talked to them about this, because anyone who's listened to this show for very long, you know that I tend to be just don't ask, don't tell sort of person. I lived my life, and a lot of gay people are like this. I'm assuming that this resonates for some of my listeners, but you live in a box where you box away one side of yourself, and you're gay when you're in Dallas, and you're not gay when you're at home in Arkansas visiting your parents, you know. And I never could mention, oh mom, I never once said, mom, I have a concert at the Meyerson Symphony Center in front of thousands of people. Never once did I say that. And something about my mom being a music teacher and being a choir director and being able, I want her to know that for 5 years I was singing. And they only got the side where a listener of my show emailed them and gave them links to naked photos of me. And they only got that side of, oh my gosh, what was Adam doing when he lived in Dallas? And I've never talked to them about it. I mean, who knows what they thought, but I know that they actually were emailed links to naked photos of me. And I really want them to know this side of what I was doing when I was in Dallas, and how I had five of the best singing years of my life. The camaraderie and the friends in that group, and getting together and singing every week and then performing in the Meyerson, I enjoyed that so much. And I was really lonely when I first moved to Dallas. A few months after I moved to Dallas, I broke up with my boyfriend, because he was one of the boyfriends that was, I've had a couple of different British boyfriends in my life, and we were at that point where he went back to England. He could not stay in the US, and he decided that it was better for us to break up because he didn't feel like we could make the long distance relationship work. He was going to college, and I was getting jealous of him staying out late at night and stuff like that, and he just thought that it wouldn't work. And maybe he was right, you know, who knows. And I love Mark, and I'm so glad that I met Mark and I'm with him, but you know, Nathan was part of my life as well. And so he had broken up with me and moved back to England, and I was lonely, and I joined the chorale as a way to meet other gay guys, but also to have an outlet for my music. And I didn't know of any orchestras or any volunteer orchestras that I could join. And actually, you know, the funny thing is, I was really when I lived in Dallas, I was not playing my trumpet very much. And I eventually joined an orchestra and a brass quintet, but I was so out of practice that I was not playing my best. I was not playing very well when I was in these groups. And I play so much better now than I did when I was in Dallas. It's amazing. And I don't even practice much, but just playing in church every week and playing in musicals and stuff, I've gotten my chops back, we'll say. So anyway, I just wanted to play that for you guys. Not much as went on yesterday, and I wanted to play that. And it's going to be very jarring, but I'm going to finish the song at the end. So I'm going to, and if you want to hear the rest of this song, great. If you don't, you can fast forward it. I know the quality of the podcast is not to the quality that you would necessarily want to listen to a song, but I really just want everyone to hear this, and I wanted you guys to know that part of my life. So I'm sharing it with you, and that's it. Other than that, Sydney had surgery today to have a little mole removed on her leg, and she's got a cone around her neck. Oh, she looks so miserable. And we have to keep it on for 14 days. It's going to be horrible. All right, I'll end it here. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.